Time now for your letters. Our puzzle challenge 2 weeks ago is continuing for many readers, even after Puzzle Master Will Shortz provided the answer last week.
I said, start by drawing a 4x4 square divided into 16 individual boxes. Then I said, draw a diagonal line from the middle of each side of the square to the middle of the adjoining side. And finally, draw a long diagonal from each corner to the opposite corner, forming an X. And the puzzle was, how many triangles can you find in the resulting figure?
The answer, as Will revealed, is 96. But many of you wanted to know the method to reach that answer. So we consulted Keith Devlin, a Stanford University mathematician who's a regular guest on Weekend Edition Saturday. The trick, he wrote, is to count the triangles by their right angles. I did this by drawing a table of Cartesian coordinates. There's not enough time for us to explain Cartesian coordinates, but trust us, the method works. There were lots of comments about my interview last week with J.W. Rinzler, author of the new book, The Sounds of Star Wars, and movie sound designer Ben Burt, who created the distinctive sounds for lightsabers, alien voices, and beeping droids for the sci-fi film series.
R2-D2 was the hardest task I had, the one that took me the longest. There wasn't any precedent in movies for a character like a robot that was to be so expressive but not use any words in English or any language.
Ultimately, Burt used a combination of human and electronic sounds to give R2 a voice. That came as a surprise to James Tutak of Wellsboro, Pennsylvania. I was fascinated by your piece on the origin of the sound effects in Star Wars. I was also sadly disillusioned. Being an avid, some would say rabid, Marx Brothers fan, I had always assumed that the voice of R2-D2 was based on the whistles and sounds of Harpo Marx. Compare R2-D2's sounds with the classic scene from A Day at the Races, where Harpo tries to get Chico to understand that the villains are trying to frame Groucho's character, Dr. Hugo Z. Hackenbush.
Dr. Hackenbush, there's a woman. She knocked on the door. Ah, you're crazy. You make me sick. What's the matter now?
If this wasn't the source of R2-D2's voice, Mr. Tutak concluded, it should have been. Lift your voice. We want to hear from you. Go to npr.org and click on the Contact Us link. We're also on Facebook and Twitter at NPR Weekend, or you can send me a tweet at NPR Leanne. That's L-I-A-N-E. This is NPR News.